Good morning. High pressure is building in at the surface across interior New York and New England, and that is drying the air mass out and should lead to some sunshine to start the day, although clouds will be mixed in. At the same time, a deep trough of low pressure remains over eastern North America. Energy rotating around and through this trough will be passing through our region today, generating more in the way of cloudy periods and even wringing out a few passing rain or snow showers, especially across the higher terrain. The weather, though, will mainly be dry across the area and temperatures on the cooler side of average once again reaching into the upper 30s and lower 40s. We'll continue to see a few snow showers passing by tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, with lows back into the 20s. Another spoke of energy will rotate around that same deep trough of low pressure tomorrow. As a result, skies will be mostly cloudy, and again, we run the risk at a few passing rain or snow showers. With a reinforcing shot of cooler air, highs will stay in the 30s. By Sunday, we'll dry it out with a mix of sun and clouds back to the lower 40s before we finally kick that deep trough farther to the north and east. As a result, a ridge will begin to build in early next week with full sunshine on Monday. Highs will push into the mid-40s. That ridge will build on Tuesday with mostly sunny skies. It'll be milder with highs reaching to about 50. Then we'll track the next front our way for the middle part of next week. Still, some question as to how quickly the front will approach. It'll be in the 50s ahead of the front on Wednesday and even into Thursday, although the timing of the front will determine when we push some rain showers through, so we'll put at least a chance for some wet weather both Wednesday and Thursday in the afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm over the high plains will move south into the lower Mississippi and Tennessee Valley into the weekend. The system will produce snow from the northern plains through the upper Mississippi Valley and into the Midwest, and winter storm warnings have been issued. 5 to 10 inches of snow is expected from just south of Minneapolis to the Quad Cities. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms will develop on the warmer side of this storm in the central plains by this evening. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side in the Missouri Valley. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center is tracking the once very powerful tropical cyclone Marcus off the west coast of Australia and the intensifying tropical cyclone Nora, which is approaching the northern coast of the country. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 10 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 22, 66% relative humidity, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30 inches even, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of 5 below zero at Ely, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with a passing shower possible in the mid-40s, partly sunny in Boston, the risk of a shower in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 45 degrees, the low 27. The average temperature, 36, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, also no snowfall, still at 36 inches for the month, which is 27.1 inches above normal. And 74.9 inches for the season, which is 19.1 inches of snow above normal. There were 29 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 723, that's 25 above normal, and 5,265 for the season, which is 377 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low 28. The record high 80 set in 1938, and the record low 4 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:11 p.m. 12 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, a couple of snow showers around tonight in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. In and out sunshine, otherwise mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles or rain showers today, and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers tonight in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, a few rain or snow showers today, and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, a few rain or snow showers today, and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a couple rain or snow showers in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 40s Sunday. Sunny in the mid-40s Monday. Mostly sunny, milder near 50 Tuesday. Increasing clouds Wednesday with a chance of showers, lower 50s, and a chance of showers again Thursday, high staying in the lower 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.